By about 11 o'clock here, the number of people waiting in line to drop off their weapons stretched about a city block long, and most of them are carrying rifles and shotguns. But before they could enter this restricted area, they had to pass by dozens of people like this gentleman looking to make a deal.
I'm looking for good values and firearms.
He's a private gun buyer and refuses to give his name. He's standing on the sidewalk under I-5 between First Hill and downtown, offering stacks of cash for guns before the weapons are handed over to the police and melted down. He's hoping something rare and valuable turns up and that he can get his hands on it first.
Like what happened back east a couple of weeks ago, where a lady turned in a $15,000 firearm for destruction. That would get someone like me very interested in maybe finding something like that.
These private gun sales are legal in Washington State. No background checks are required. Seattle Police Chief John Diaz wishes this business happened somewhere else.
I would prefer that they would not sell them. Some are looking at this as a money-making operation, but I think that's very few of the people. Most people are here in the spirit of wanting to do something because of some of the tragedies that we've seen around the country and in our own very city.
Three 12-gauge shotguns known as street sweepers did make it past the buyers and were collected by police. So was a metal tube from a missile launcher. Chief Diaz says he plans to organize more gun buyback programs and will try to make them more efficient so people don't have to wait for hours to get through. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.